Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of April 27th, 2009. The big fat hit Broadway production, Shrek the Musical, with book and lyrics by David Lindsay Abaire, will launch a national tour here in Chicago. Shrek the Musical will play at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, aka the Oriental Theater, for a limited engagement beginning in June of next year. The announcement of the national tour follows the news that Shrek the Musical received 10 nominations for Outer Critics Circle Awards, which includes Best Musical. The show also received 3 Drama League Award nominations this week. The entirely new Shrek the Musical is based on the story and characters of Shrek, the first edition of the DreamWorks animation movie series. It tells the story of a swamp-dwelling ogre who goes on a life-changing adventure to reclaim the D to his land. Joined by a wisecracking donkey, this unlikely hero fights a fearsome dragon, rescues a feisty princess, and learns that real friendship and true love aren't only found in fairy tales. Tickets are now available for groups of 20 or more. Individual tickets will be on sale to the general public at a later date to be announced, so stay tuned right here to Theater in Chicago's news podcast for that date. Court Theater will conclude its 54th season with August Wilson's beloved classic, The Piano Lesson. It'll be directed by resident artist Ron O.J. Parson. It's the 4th play in Wilson's Century Cycle. It will run at the Court Theater from May 5th through June 7th. The Pulitzer Prize-winning play is the 1930s entry to his 20th century play cycle. The Piano Lesson is the story of two siblings' struggle to come to terms with their inheritance and the ghosts of their dead. August Wilson, who passed away back in 2005, explores the heritage and experience of African Americans decade by decade over the course of the 20th century. For tickets and more information on the other 9 plays in the cycle, click on over to Theater in Chicago's Theater News section. Theater critic Christopher Pyatt has announced that he will be leaving his position as lead critic for the theater section of Time Out Chicago. Pyatt has been in charge of Time Out Chicago's theater section for several years and recently come to the decision that it's time to move on. His fellow writer, Chris Vyer, will be stepping in as chief critic in the interim until a replacement is hired. Chris is also our featured interview for this week. Pyatt's last day will be May 22nd. Personally, I followed his blog and enjoyed his quit quite much. Hopefully, we will still be able to find his writings somewhere online. Northlight Theater is preparing for the Chicago premiere of The Lieutenant of Inishmore by Martin McDonagh. The production will run at Northlight Theater from April 29th through June 7th. When an Irish hitman's cat has been killed, the folks back home have to fight over who has to break the bad news to him. The violence soon escalates, several dismemberments, and a smattering of cow mutilations. And later on, all is finally all right with the world again. Or is it? In this wickedly funny black comedy from the author of the recent Oscar-nominated film In Bruges, McDonagh focuses on the implications of outrageous reactions to small misunderstandings. Tickets for The Lieutenant of Inishmore are currently available. For more information on how to get those tickets, click on over to theaterinchicago.com. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So, until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago, and I'm your host, Dustin Moat.